will convene the meeting. So I call the July 28th, 2020 meeting of Simpsonville City Council Committee of the Whole to order. And, well, we're having trouble with our microphone again. City Clerk Long, can you call the roll?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Here.
Okay.
Thank you, City Clerk Long.
You're welcome.
At the request of constituents, I will review the agenda just briefly, and we'll tell all of people on live stream that our agenda is available at simpsonville.com/meetings. On our agenda tonight is citizen comments, staff reports, and regular business. The items anticipated to come before council are a Verizon cell tower lease at the CCNV amphitheater. So at this time, I will say that all members of council have received a copy of the minutes from our June 23rd, 2020 meeting. And if there are no corrections, Councilmember Gooch.
June 23rd, 2020 meeting minutes. Under point of privilege, the word rescued should be recused. Just a typo.
Thank you. Are there any other corrections? All right, hearing none, the minutes as amended will stand. Under citizen comments, there is one person who gave us a citizen comment. I will play that comment now. It comes from a Ms. Lori Gold at 303 Pinionwood. Give me just a moment to let the audio load. To all the participants in this meeting so that you can hear that for yourself if you had any difficulty understanding what was said there. The next item on our agenda is staff reports from our department heads. Director of Finance, Christine Farino, we'll give you the floor.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You should have received the June financial report. I'd like to go over a few highlights from it. The general fund revenues collected for June were a little over $2.6 million. That brings our year-to-date revenue to 100% of our budget. Expenses were about $1.8 million for a total of 97% of the budget. Sewer fund revenues collected for June were $180,000, bringing the year-to-date revenues to 92% of the budget. Expenses were just under $137,000 for a total of 61% of the budget. Under hospitality accommodations, the revenues collected for June were $201,000, bringing the year-to-date revenues to 88% of the budget. Expenses for the month of June were around $200,000, putting the year-to-date total expenses at 90% of the budget. Public Works Enterprise Fund revenues collected for June were just under $4,000, for year-to-date revenues of $1,363,550, and there were no expenses for June. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you have.
Councilmember Gooch.
Thank you, Ms. Serino. Thanks for the report. On the special revenue fund, am I reading this correctly? It looks like our special revenue fund really haven't dropped that much from this time last year. I'm sorry. I read the wrong line. I apologize. I see what I'm looking for now. Thank you.
Any other council members with comments or questions? Okay. Thank you, Director Farino. Oh, I'm sorry, Councilmember Gooch.
This may go more towards Ms. Gracely. Now that I've read the correct line, our revenues are down in this area. I understand you make corrections in the budget for this. So are these numbers in line with what your projections were?
Yes, so due to COVID, of course, hospitality and accommodations tax revenues are down. There's no real way to accommodate for that in this fiscal year. Of course, this brings us to the end of fiscal 20. And starting fiscal year 21 on July 1, we did, Ms. Farino and I did, as we were preparing the budget, make accommodations for impact to accommodations and hospitality tax revenues for the current fiscal year that we're in. Despite the fact that special source revenue funds were down, we did still meet our general fund budget projections, so that's good news. The other good news, and I'll share this in my report as well, is that we have been able to request some reimbursement on our COVID-related expenses to Greenville County through the CARES Act, so there's some more revenue coming in there. And we do still anticipate some brokerage fee revenue through the Municipal Association because they did extend their deadline. So these are still preliminary numbers, and as we close out the fiscal year in the next 6 weeks or so, you'll have a better look at where we are.
Thank you.
Any other council members with comments or questions? Seeing none, thank you, Director Farino. Next on the agenda is Community Relations Specialist Justin Campbell. Mr. Campbell?
Can you hear me, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, sir.
Mr. Campbell, hold on just one moment. Councilmember Kelly, you're saying that people still can't hear us?
Yeah, I got a text that we can't be heard, and then if you look on the YouTube channel, somebody commented 4 minutes ago that they cannot hear anything.
I'm not sure what that issue is, Mayor and Councilwoman. I can hear us on the YouTube channel via my cell phone. And I just asked my friend who's watching, and she can also hear the audio.
Nope. All right, I believe, I don't know, Mr. Holmes, can you let us know what you think about that?
If Mr. Mr. Campbell has checked and he seems to be able to hear it, then I think you've done about as good as you can do that you are broadcasting. So I think you can continue to have your meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. We'll continue. Mr. Campbell, back over to you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Tonight I'll just brief you on the Murals Project, music series, National Night Out, and COVID-19 messaging. The Mural Artist Selection Committee has chosen two very talented and experienced artists to complete each one mural in downtown Simpsonville. The committee will meet with the artists on August 18th to review and provide feedback on their proposals, and staff will provide council with the final proposals to vote on at the next committee of the whole meeting on August 25th. The Simpsonville Summer Music Series and Food Truck Rodeo will begin August 6th with Reservoir Dogs. Staff decided to move the venue to CCMB Amphitheater instead of the Hendrix Pavilion Amphitheater so as to allow for better social distancing. And that has actually gone really well already at both movies in the event park. Movies in the park events this year. We've done social distancing, and Parks and Rec has done a great job with that. Speaking of movies in the park, that will coincide next week with National Night Out on August 4th, and I'm working with Lieutenant Williams to promote and publicize the event. And lastly, the city has increased its COVID-19 education efforts on social media, especially Facebook. Anyone who would like to participate in that campaign, just let me know by emailing me or giving me a call. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Thank you.
Councilmember Hutchings.
I just want to say, as a member of the selection committee for the Murals Project, I really appreciate the very professional and efficient job that Mr. Campbell did with that, pulling that all together and getting us to the point where we are right now. I think we really, under these circumstances, we've really done quite a job to get that to this point. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And just to thank the mayor, Councilman Hutchings, Councilwoman Roche, Heidi Green and Cindy Tinch from the Simpsonville Arts Foundation, and Mr. Hunter Howard for being on the committee. It's a great group of people, and I believe that we've made two very good choices. So thank you, Councilman.
Any other council member comments or questions? All right, then I will just echo what Mr. Hutchings said. I think you've done a fantastic job on this, Justin, and I'm really excited about the artists we've chosen. I think that interviewing all those candidates and sending out that information and trying to herd the cats that are on the committee, just great work, and I think it's something really for Simpsonville to look forward to. I think it's going to be very, very fun and exciting. So thank you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. So thank you, Mr. Campbell. Next on the agenda is Economic Development Director Jason Knutson. Mr. Knutson, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's good to know that we are still kind of moving along with our construction projects. We haven't really seen anything drop off. We're starting to see some of those permits increase again, especially with our single family. We're seeing those on quite a good rise. Site plans, we're still getting new ones for projects. Everything's going through the process pretty well. We're getting new projects approved, coming up that should be pretty nice with the assisted living facilities, and those will bring in some nice permits as well. With the boards and the commissions, the Planning Commission met to approve the master site plan for the warehouse of bonds, and they did approve that with unanimous vote. And there was no Board of Zoning Appeals meeting this month.
Okay, are there any comments or questions from Council? Don't see any. All right. Thank you, Mr. Knutson.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the City Administrator Report. Administrator Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. COVID update, the Senior Center remains closed with the exception of the meal distribution and indoor walking. All of our other activities are still on hold until the numbers improve. Playgrounds and shelter rentals have resumed, and we've not had any problems with that. We did complete baseball and flag football season with no incidents, and we anticipate offering both of those in the fall. We have canceled tackle football for the fall. Despite the fact that there are neighboring municipalities who are offering it, we weighed the benefit and the risk and thought that it was best to not offer tackle this season. As I mentioned earlier during Ms. Farino's financial report, we did submit some COVID reimbursements to Greenville County through the CARES Act, and we have received just over $43,000 in reimbursements to date for our expenses related to COVID. A reminder that our council retreat is still scheduled for September 3rd and 4th. The 4th, of course, will be the day-long planning session at which department heads will join us after lunch for discussion on issues related to police, fire, public works, and parks and recreation. The morning will be dedicated to the downtown master plan discussion. We're still working through some design issues with the Arts Center. Because we have $500,000 in federal funding in this project, we are mandated to get clearance from the State Department of Archives and History. They have had some comments. Although the windows that are currently in the center are replacement windows, they're not the original ones, they want us to choose another replacement window that's more period related. So we're going back and forth with some different design elements, and hopefully we'll clear that in the next 10 days or so, and then the Department of Commerce will have 30 days to comment, and we'll be able to put it out to bid at that point. We are getting some signage replaced at City Hall and around the city. We're trying to incorporate our new brand and logo. So you'll see some new signage at City Hall, the seal upstairs when we do finally convene again together in council chambers will be replaced with a new seal, the seal on the way. I think the committee did an outstanding job of choosing artists, and it was no easy task because we had over 20 submittals. We even had submittals coming in after the deadline. So there were a lot of people that wanted to do this project, and I think they did a great job of narrowing the field, and the committee has a great recommendation. So what we're gonna do with that is once these two artists come back to the committee with their concepts and the committee feels comfortable with it, then we'll bring it to council for your review and approval. So you will have a chance to look at that before your paint goes up on the walls. Mr. Campbell mentioned the summer music series. Of course, we had to make some accommodations for that, but I'm thrilled that we're gonna be able to continue and have that this year. At a different venue, we're fortunate that we have a much larger venue so we can spread folks out safely. And I know people will appreciate the opportunity to come out and see other people. Public Works staff have done an outstanding job making improvements to the Verdon property. We also, during the course of that, noticed that the only entrance into that lot is the curb cut that goes into Mr. Howard's adjacent property. So I spoke with Mr. Howard about leasing that property to the city as well, which he has agreed to do. We're going to be making some improvements to that, bringing some gravel in, and he's leasing that to us for $1 per year. So there's no real expense to the city other than the maintenance of the lot itself, but that will net us a few more spaces and access to the lot from Curtis Street and signage at that access from Curtis Street. So I really appreciate Mr. Howard's cooperation on that. We just last week picked up 4 new water fountains that were donated from Greenville Water, 3 of which are going to be installed at CC&B Amphitheater at Heritage Park because we have no water fountains out there. So now folks will have that available to them. And then the fourth one will be replacing the water fountain at the ice cream station. And that'll be the final thing as far as our improvements go around the ice cream station property. And I think it's looking fabulous over there. I'm really pleased with the way that's gone. I mentioned the new signage for City Hall. We're also going to be updating the signage on the four entrance signs, the brick monument entrance signs that are on West Georgia Fairview, Main coming from Fountain Inn and Main coming from Malden. We're going to be replacing the sign panel and then also taking off the concrete topper and putting a light fixture there and doing some landscape improvements. So keep an eye out for that. We're trying to incorporate these improvements as we go and not take on too much at any one time, but hopefully before too long, we'll have all elements of the new brand rolled out for everyone. Are there any questions?
Councilmember Gooch.
Thank you, Ms. Gracie. I'm sorry if I missed it. How are we looking on our signs on the entries coming into the city from the highway?
So you didn't miss it. It's in my report, but I didn't mention it because it's the same report, unfortunately, that I've given you for the past 3 months or so. And that is that all of the documentation that's required by DOT has been submitted to them, and we are just waiting on those permits. We've placed the order with the sign company. They have a bricklayer ready to do the monument base. So just as soon as we have those permits in hand, we're ready to proceed. If there is a bright spot, it's that by the time the signage is installed, it'll be cooler weather. So then when Public Works goes out to install the landscaping, hopefully it'll be a better time of the year for that. It'll be a little bit cooler and easier to have that landscape thrive.
Councilmember Roche.
A couple weeks ago, I got a call at about 10 o'clock at night from a citizen that noticed lights pulsing from the inside of the art center. And I followed through with Simpsonville Police Department to find out if somebody broke in or what kind of an emergency was going on over there, because it seemed like emergency lights for an alarm. So do we know yet? I know the fire department was going to check that out. Do we know what going on over there and if everything is reset?
Yes, it was a malfunction with the fire alarm and it's already been corrected.
Okay, thank you.
Any other council members with comments or questions for Administrator Gracely? All right, before we move on, I just want to make a comment to Chief Hanshaw. Earlier this week, Elena Banquez was recognized by the South Carolina Victims Advocate Network through a virtual meeting. You're all aware of the award that she has produced, but she weakened it. It's been, was rubbing elbows with a Order of the Palmetto a recipient, and very, very proud of her. And if the comment didn't come through Chief Hanshaw, by message on the meeting, that on behalf of all the citizens of the city of Simpsonville, that we're very proud of Malena, and it was a very well-earned and well-deserved reward. And I just want to thank her and thank you for your excellent leadership. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Administrator Gracely, the first item under business, Verizon cell tower lease. I believe a motion in order. We're freezing up here. A motion is in order. Can I get a motion?
Thank you. I move that we accept the SMC Charter Amphitheater lease agreement as presented.
Councilmember Gooch, can you repeat your motion, please?
I move that we accept the lease agreement for SMC Charter Amphitheater as presented.
Second. sure which council member is asking for point of order, but go ahead.
It's no longer the Charter Amphitheater. The motion should be to accept the Verizon Call Center tower lease at PC&B Amphitheater.
Councilmember Gooch, are you willing to amend your motion?
I don't disagree. It's just all the paperwork says SMC Charter Amphitheater, but just a second. I also withdraw the motion.
Well, I believe we're having technical difficulties that we're going to have to decide what to do here. Every person that I can.
You're frozen.
And if you're also having those difficulties. Anybody else having audio difficulties? Councilmember Roche. Getting enough people.
I'm hearing something in the background that sounds like a lawnmower. Does anyone else hear something that sounds like a lawnmower? Okay.
Yeah,
I can hear
it's coming and going.
I believe that
it's
gone.
Seems like maybe it's straight up. Councilmember Hutchings, can you hear me?
Yes. It's clear now.
Okay, I believe we're cleared up now. All right, so I'm going to restart that. Before we start, Administrator Gracely, can you talk a little bit about the name that this is under?
Yes, Mayor and Council.
Yeah, we've lost her now.
Can you hear me? My mic is on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We received this paperwork.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So we received this from Verizon late last week, and in order to get it on the agenda and not delay the process for a month, I forwarded it to Phyllis, and she amended the agenda and sent it out to you all. They are making those corrections to this. This is a process that started before we had CCMB take the naming sponsorship for the amphitheater, and I'll discuss this after we have a motion and discussion, but this is about the third incarnation of this agreement. It started before I even came here as the administrator. It's changed significantly since that initial discussion that we had prior to me, and then we had another discussion once I was here, and we went back to the drawing board and we looked at a couple of different options. So there is some confusion with a couple of items in the lease agreement, and one of the things is the name that's indicated on all the Kinley Horn renderings and engineer drawings. All of that will be corrected before the business meeting.
Thank you, Administrator Gracely. Now, a motion is in order.
I have a point of inquiry for our parliamentarian.
Councilmember Gooch, go ahead.
Mr. Holmes, I'm willing to make the motion, but does it need to be CC&B Amphitheater or what is written in our documents today with corrections to be made later?
Mr. Gooch, that's a good question. The document that I have has a site name of Charter Amphitheater, but the agenda has it correctly that it's a Verizon cell tower at CC&B Amphitheater. So my belief is the proper motion would be to approve the lease agreement for the Verizon cell tower lease at CCB Amphitheater.
And that's what we shall approve. Mayor and Council, I move we accept the lease for SoCo Partnership DBA Verizon Wireless Lease Agreement at CCB Amphitheater.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Gooch and a second by Councilmember Roche to approve the Verizon cell tower lease at CCNB Amphitheater. Discussion? Councilmember Gracely, Administrator Gracely, got promoted there for a second. Administrator Gracely.
Yes. So the last time this matter came before council, It was for a much larger tower that would have been located near the stage area of the amphitheater. Now, after two other tries and different engineering drawings and meeting on site with the folks from Verizon and Kimley Horn, they have submitted this lease agreement and the drawings that accompany the agreement to basically erect a 45-foot pole. If you're on the stage of the amphitheater and you're looking out toward the crowd where the maintenance shed is at the very top of the amphitheater, it will be to the left of that, near the gas pipeline. It will be a 45-foot wooden pole that will have all of the appurtenances attached to the pole. So we're not talking about a very large footprint on the ground as far as the lease area goes. As we discussed, one thing that has not changed is that the benefit to the city in allowing this to be erected at the amphitheater is that when we have events that have several hundred people or thousands of people, they will now have the ability to push information out on social media or, you know, use their cell phones where we've had difficulties in the past. Once the crowd reaches a certain size, there's no service out there at all. It will also, of course, assist Verizon in coverage for that area, which is growing. There are a lot of new subdivisions in that area. So, you know, staff believes it to be mutually beneficial. We're relatively satisfied with the terms of the agreement. I have asked Verizon to go back and see if they can adjust the number up for the lease amount annually. And so hopefully we'll be able, by the time this comes to the business meeting in 2 weeks, we'll have not only the corrections made to the drawings with regard to the name, but also a little bit more revenue for the city to derive in leasing that ground space for the pole. We also are going to ask them under item 5, extensions, to change the language and basically have extensions, 5-year extensions after the first 4 year of the initial 4-year term as mutually agreed upon by both parties. Where now the way it reads is that those would automatically renew without any input from the city. So this gives us the ability to mutually agree to any extension on that your term. Mr. Knutson has some drawings. If he's at, he can give you a better idea. He's been involved in this process, as has Mr. Davis, and have I trying to get, we've been back and forth with Verizon many, many times, and I think this is the least obtrusive of all of the options that they've looked into, and it gives us coverage, so we accomplish the same thing, and we have a much better product at the end of this.
Mr. Knutson, you have control.
Okay. It's unclear on my end how, if you guys are able to see the aerial photograph of the amphitheater or not. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay. So as Mr. Gracie mentioned, we'll be kind of in that back corner next to the maintenance shed. This is also where we tend to set up some of the porta potties and those type of things. So it's not like we're negatively impacting the aesthetic nature of that corner there. Let's see if I can get my screen to change. This is more of a engineer drawing of the location. It's not a very big footprint at all in the tower itself. The equipment for the cellular equipment will actually be on the pole, not on the ground. So it'll be very unobtrusive. Most people probably won't even know it's there.
Thank you, Mr. Knutson. I have a very narrow strip up at the top where I can see everyone. Is anybody wishing to make comments or ask questions? There we go. Seeing no one raise their hand. Well, I guess we're ready for the question. All right, we will do a roll call vote on the question to approve the Verizon cell tower lease at TCNB Amphitheater. City Clerk Long, if you will do a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes.
I didn't hear a comment from Mr. Cummings.
It appears he may have dropped out. He might be caller three. I'm not sure, but I don't see him present in the meeting.
Motion carried.
All right, thank you, City Clerk Long. That brings us to the conclusion of our business. If there are no objections, then we will adjourn the meeting. All right, thank you, everyone. The meeting's adjourned.